ready for the Word of God, ready to get a hold of what, because see, God gives you clues through the Word of what you're going to need next. Hallelujah. We get equipped for where we're going. How many say we're in schooling for ruling and in training for reigning? Ooh, glory to God. How many got a few things you want to rule over? Hallelujah. And you get trained to reign with the Lord. And so we're going to receive our daughter in the Lord, a wonderful minister. She serves on the board of this house. She also is our head director of our dance team. And she's been with us for many, many years. And it's good to see Brother Al here tonight. Praise the Lord. You're going to root her on. You're going to preach it, honey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she is also the mama of Manifested Promise in Major and Justice, who are our twins, our first set of twins here in the house, which was confirmation to the prophetic word of double. And how many knows that we are in 2022, year of double? How God released it before others started preaching it, that we would be in the year of double. And shout, it ain't over. God says it's over, and I want everything God has. So would you rise to your feet and give an Eagle Heights Worship Center welcome to none other than Minister April Liddell.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You can remain standing to your feet. We're just going to jump right on in here and go in prayer and just honor the Lord this morning. Lord, we honor you this evening, this night, Lord God. We just bless you because you're God and you're God alone, Father. There's nobody like you, Lord. We thank you for everything you have already done this morning, Lord, and what you're going to do tonight. We just thank you for taking us higher and higher in you tonight. Father, we thank you for the word that you're going to release on tonight through these lips, oh God. But God, we thank you that it will not be my voice, but it'll be your voice that your people hear, Lord. It'll be your word that they receive in their bellies, Lord God. Father, this word will produce a harvest in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you it'll be digested well, Lord God. It'll be received well, Lord God. And oh God, and it will bring, Lord God, you glory in Jesus' name, God. So we just thank you for having thine own way. Come in, Holy Ghost. Move, move, move how you want to move. Let the fire of God descend in this place. Shake what you want to shake up tonight. Move what you want to move out tonight. Demonstrate your power in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, and we thank you now. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I honor my apostle, Apostle Dunn. Bless you, man of God. Love you so much. Prophetess Brenda, I love you, woman of God. Thank you. I bless you, and I thank you guys for this honor and this privilege to be able to be before God's people and to be able to minister the word of God and what God's put in my heart tonight. So thank you. Thank you. Praise God. So tonight, we're going to go through scriptures throughout this message, but just allow me a little time to introduce and to build a foundation here for you guys. So the first little question I have for you is, have you ever had a major purchase that you brought something, like at the store, that was expensive, like a cell phone, or another item that you loved and you value so much? Everybody's been there, done that. You got to the checkout line, and the cashier asked you this question. They want to know, would you like to purchase an extended warranty? Or a protection plan, they call it these days. You know, because that's what they're required to do. They have to offer you something like that. If it's something of value that you really purchased, they always have to ask you, do you want this protection plan or this warranty on that? So, or they will get in trouble, right? So now there's things that, you know, you have bought. I'm pretty sure I bought things that wasn't as of much value that I felt like, I could easily replace this on my own if I needed to. So I refused to get the purchase plan, the protection plan, or the warranty. I refused to pay that extra price because it wasn't as much of a value to me. But there's other things that just cost way too much money that said, oh no, this is my savings. I invested too much in this. I better get a protection plan for this. I better get some warranty on this, some extended warranty, because I have paid the price for this and now I need some protection on it. Just in case something happened to it along the way, or it got damaged, or something happened out of the norm, I need a protection plan. And the things, like I said, that are more value to us, we want to protect. We don't want our investment to go wasted. We want to make sure it is secure. And that's how it is in this life. In life, there are so many things that, and places and people that require protection. We use our cell phones every day, and guess what we do? We buy a cell phone case because our cell phones, they may drop and they may crack and break, and we want protection. We want warranty over that thing. We want to keep it from breaking and cracking. So our cell phones require protection. We purchase software for our computers and different apps for our cell phone to secure our personal information, because we want to protect that. We buy door locks on our cars and our homes and everything, because we want to protect it from thieves breaking in. It needs protection. We have many birds that sit on their eggs. Why? Because they want to protect those baby eggs that are unborn from any predators. They need protection. We have mothers and fathers who every day are working to protect their kids and protect shield and protection for them. They don't want anybody hurting and harming their kids. So mothers and fathers are protecting their kids every day. Why? Because we value the things that we own. Yeah, and we as children of God, we've been bought with the price as well. And we need protection as well. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we are his workmanship. We are his creation. We are our value. We have these treasures in earthen in vessels that the word of God says. So we are protected. He wants to protect us. He wants to cover his investment. We are his masterpiece. So we require his protection. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but one day, I was in my closet and this envelope with the receipt just came falling down and it hit the floor and it read protection plan on it. And I had forgot all about this protection plan. I guess I had purchased something that was significant and much value that it needed a protection plan. But when it hit the floor, I could have sworn I saw God's protection plan. And I know that wasn't on there, but I knew in that moment that's what God was wanting me to minister tonight, God's protection plan. It was like it jumped off the page to me, God's protection plan. So a protection plan, what is that in the natural? It includes extended warranties, and a warranty is a written guarantee. It's issued to the purchaser, of an article or manufacturer. This manufacturer always is promising to repair or replace it if it's necessary. And they say they're going to promise and guarantee they're going to repair it or make it new or do whatever they need to do in a certain period of time. And how many of us know that God, in his protection plan, he's faithful to us. He's going to work on us. He's going to complete us until the day of judgment. Whatever we need, he's going to do. Hallelujah. I can hear my mom, because a warranty and a guarantee, that's an integrity. It's guaranteed that the integrity of this product is the maker's responsibility. He's saying, I'm guaranteed that this product is good. When he made you fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm guaranteed that this product is going to be good. No matter how many times he has to pick you up and dust you off and put you back together again, I'm guaranteeing that this product is good. I have a warranty. I have a guarantee on you, and it's my protection plan. Look, a guarantee is always free. A guarantee is always free. That's the kind of difference between a warranty and a guarantee, even though a guarantee is in this protection plan. See, when you always look on the commercials, they always say, we guarantee 100% refund on this. We guarantee that this product is this or this. You know, we guarantee it's always free. They offer you this free guarantee. And salvation was free for us. Salvation was free for us, but there was a price that was paid for our protection. And that's our warranty. It's a written warranty. When we read the Bible, it's a written warranty for us. Okay, a protection plan, it covers accidental damages. It ensures that whatever was purchased, the product that you love so much, that is always working. Like I said, our Creator, He created us. He designed us. So whenever He gives a protection plan on us, He's going to guarantee that whatever He has created, whatever He has designed, is going to work and it's going to do what it was created to do. Amen. Our manufacturer, He's our manufacturer. Amen. His protection plan. It was written, like I said, written in the Word of God. Let's go to John 1:1-3. This protection plan was written before the beginning of times. In the beginning of times, it was already there in place. God had it already figured out. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. We was in His plan. That was a written plan. There was a written guarantee, a written warranty already in the beginning of time, a written document, which is the Word of God for us. It tells us everything that we need in there. Every bit of protection plan is already in the book. It's already written. It was already, before He came in flesh, it was already done. He is the Word in flesh, amen? Jesus is the Word in flesh. The written warranty, the Word, guarantees that whatever has been damaged, even if it's been damaged by sin, it will be made new through Jesus, through His Word. Jeremiah 1:5, He says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." In other words, He's saying, I am, again, I'm your manufacturer. He sent Jesus, like I said, to pay the price for you and for I. He became our protection plan from hell. He became our protection plan from our own self-destruction. He became our protection plan from everything that we would ever face that we needed protection and a shield from. He became our protection plan in that moment. So we were bought with the price of the life of Jesus Christ. Why? Because He created us in His own image. So we have value, and He wants to protect that. We are the apple of His eye, and we have value. We are an asset to His kingdom. So He wants to protect that investment that He has in us. God is a good investor. He is never going to invest in something and lose the investment. He is always going to make a profit. And my prayer is, God, always let me be a profit. Whatever You invested in me, don't let the investment be wasted, God, but make a profit out of me. Whatever You want to use, whatever You want to multiply in me, let it multiply, Lord. Let it grow. Get something out of me. Get the glory out of me. And that should be our attitude. Whatever You want to do, Lord, do it through me. I'm Your investment, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm an asset, not just a liability, but I'm an asset. I'm a value. I'm a treasure. That's is our attitude. And we're covered because of that. Because of that protection. So when the protection plan that I had purchased had came falling down, like I said, it came falling down out of the closet that day, I opened it up and I began to read the things that were written in the warranty section. And the first thing it said at the top was, "We got you covered." We got you covered. Then it began to list all the things in the protection plan that was covered. So one of the first things it listed was protection from power surge failures. Protection from power surge failure. So what is a power surge? It's those surges of electrical power that are higher than normal. So this is protecting that when there is a higher than normal sense of power, that there's not going to be any failure. And if some failure occurred, that we're going to restore, we're going to make it new until it's no more failure in the surge of power. So how do you know if there's a power surge failure? So I began to search out some things that let me know. So if your device is randomly restarting and shutting down, there is a power surge failure. So this kind of is like in the spirit, you begin to experience the power of God, and because you couldn't contain it or couldn't draw it, you backed up or backed out of what God was drawing you to. Power surge failure, whether positive or negative energy, if you see it and as too much, this is too much power, I can't handle it, sometimes it will cause you to shut down. Power surge failure. That's why some people can walk up in this house, which is a powerhouse church, and experience a high power surge than normal casual church, and their flesh just can't handle it. Because why? Either they have stayed in a place where they haven't experienced that much power, they don't have the capacity to contain that much power, and it begins to be too much for them. But if they would stay in that place where they experience the high power and let God stretch them and let God grow them and increase their capacity to receive the high power, there won't be a power surge failure in them anymore. They'll be able to receive and don't have to go back out the door and don't come back to where you received. No. We're counseling out power surge failure tonight. It's counseled because there is a protection plan against power surge failures. Yeah. See, many times, many people, they come to church and they receive that high power, and then they have to circle back again and time again. Why? It's the restart. They have to restart over and over again. I've seen them come, and I've seen them go, and I've seen them have to return again. Why? Power surge failure. That's the restart. Every time something has to restart and restart again, it's a power surge failure. Couldn't handle the power level that was above the norm. Power surge failure. See, not just those people, but some of us who are so faithful in church can experience the out-of-the-norm power of God. Then we start to get this heightened sense, spiritual senses, even more. You start to see spiritual things even clearer than before, which sometimes cause people to see that demonic realm as well. And sometimes people, if you allow the fear of the encounter or the fear of the experience or whatever it is to cause you to back down and to shut down and not allowing God to just continue to keep flowing through you like he wants to flow through you, it will cause a failure in the power. You have to restart and restart. Then the Spirit of God had to come and train you again and test you again to see if you can handle the power beyond the norm. All over again. Power surge failure. Another sign of a power surge failure is extra noise coming from the device. Have you ever had that happen? That's extra noise. That computer began to hum. Devices began to hum. Did you know that it wasn't even working like that at first? It was so quiet at first. You could tell even when your car engine started getting old, this extra noise started coming out. When you're with anything, your dryer, your washer, your devices at home, what do you start hearing? Extra noise that start coming out of the device. Guess what? The thing is, it's not coming from the outside. But what happens when this extra noise is coming from the inside of a? What happens when this extra noise of thoughts keep running through your mind? It's noisy. It's causing you to be distracted. It's causing you to be frustrated. It's causing you want to give up. All this extra noise, chaos, confusion is trying to bombard your mind. What happens when this extra noise is coming from the inside? It's because that's a power surge failure. Yeah. And what happens is you begin to be distracted, and like Prophetess Brenda says, You become inconsistent in your prayer. You begin to not check in, like prophetess would say. You usually will check in and check in day after day, but your check-ins are getting slower and slower and few and few and far between. And that's why you are beginning to lose the power of God that you had before. I was praying before because they said when there's much prayer, there's much power. When there's little prayer, there's little power. When there's no prayer, there's no power. So there's a power surge fell in the kingdom of God because there's no prayer, there's no consistency. So there's a power surge failure there. But when I'm praying consistently, the power of God can flow, and there's no failure. No failure. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to give you one more sign of a power surge failure. It's when that device smells like smoke. Have you ever had that happen? The device begin to smell like smoke. And I'm saying this because I know, like, in the church, we always say that, you know, you're going to go through the fire, you're going to come out not smelling like smoke. Right? But what happens when you've gone through the fire, you got burnt, and you do smell like smoke? So everyone knew that that bad relationship hurt you really bad. You got burnt in it, and you smell like smoke. What happens when they know you lost that job? They know that you're struggling here and there, and everybody can see the struggle, and you're smelling like smoke. What happens when that thing burnt you? It hurt you. That loved one hurt you. This person, that person burnt you and left out and walk out, and now you smell like smoke and everybody can see the smoke. The thing is, God says He allows sometimes for you to see the smoke. Sometimes he allow you to smoke. Why? Because he's setting out the smoke alarm. I'm allowing you to go through so the smoke alarm can be set off. And when the smoke alarm is set off, guess what? You allow me to come in. I begin to be the protector. I begin to step in the fight, in the fire with you. I come to the rescue. I'm your firefighter. Let the smoke alarm go off. So what if you're smelling like smoke in this season? It's okay. Guess what? That just means your protector is on the way. That just means your firefighter, he's on the way to step in the fire with you. Yes, yes, I'm your protection. I'm guaranteed. I'm guaranteed to heal you from that burnt place. I'm guaranteed to deliver you out of the fire like I did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm guaranteed to step in the fire with you, and I'm going to fight on your behalf. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 my protection plan. It guarantees that you're going to come out, and you're going to come out on top, even if I have to heal the wounds, even if I have to do a skin graft on so nobody would ever be able to tell. I'm the manufacturer, remember? So remember, I can bring you back to new. I can even repair you and make you better than you were before because I'm the restorer, I'm the healer, I'm the deliverer, and whatever you need me to be, I will be just that for you in that moment. Yeah. Another thing I found out in a protection plan, it protects from normal wear and tear. Normal wear and tear. So, you know, like in a natural, there's a protection plan. And I read, I'm like, normal wear and tear. So sometimes that's happening in life. Sometimes we're just going through life. It's life circumstances. There are things that try to tear you apart. Things that, you know, try to tear you down, normal wear and tear. Sometimes people are in ministry, but they still experiencing burnout. It's just normal wear and tear. But God's protection plan say, I can protect you from the normal wear and tear. I can protect you from the things you can't protect yourself from. I know you're doing this in ministry. I know you're working unto me. I know it's like can be hard sometimes, can be tasty sometimes. But guess what? I can protect you from the normal something where I can protect you from those things that you just can't help but to happen. It just happened over time. Things just happen, right? I can protect you through life circumstances, the normal wear and tear. God knows how to build you up where you're torn down. He knows how to strengthen you where you're weak. Hallelujah. The protection plan of God. The protection plan that I purchased, it stated also that it covers from drops and cracks. So if you were to drop or crack something, it was going to protect my cell phone or whatever that expensive thing was. It's going to protect. And it covers the drops and cracks. So many times in life, people feel like they have been let down by others. They have been dropped. They've been cracked. They've been broken by men and women in their lives. But God said, I got that covered too. No matter who did it, no matter what disappointment you faced it, no matter how much you felt damaged by it, God said, I won't let you down. I'm your manufacturer. I got that covered too. I guarantee to repair you. I guarantee to restore you. I guarantee to heal you. I remember the verse was Psalms. It's Psalms 2. David was saying, look, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And then when I hear that verse, I don't think about just going to heaven, take me up. Oh, no. When I'm forsaken by people in this earth, God, when I'm backstabbed, you're going to take me up higher. Yeah, whatever they did against me, you're going to cause it to elevate me, God. When somebody forsake me, friends forsake me, church members forsake me, whoever forsake you, God says when he's going to take you up, he's going to elevate you. He's protecting you. That's part of his protection plan. He ain't going to leave you torn, broken. He's not going to leave you cracked. He's not going to leave you down low. He's going to protect you no matter who forsake you, no matter who come, no matter who go. He's going to protect you. Amen. Psalms 27:5, he says, in a time of trouble, David said, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, guess what? He's going to hide me. Sometimes we need God to hide us. Sometimes his protection is just to hide us. Sometimes we feel like, you know, maybe I'm not put off on the shelf right now. But sometimes God needs to hide us because he's trying to protect you. I don't care if they say they can do this for you over there. They can put you on a pedestal over here. God said, I want to hide you in this season. This is part of my protection plan for your life. I don't want to expose you too early because I don't want the enemy to tear you down and rip you apart. Let me keep you covered and let me work on some things and work some things up out of you. That is my protection plan for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your protection plan. Another thing that this protection plan said it covered was spills. It covered spills. Have you ever spilled water and you didn't have a covering on it? It wasn't waterproof. Your phone is destroyed. Oh, no, I done spilled water, drink, and all this kind of stuff. Well, that happens in the spirit. Sometimes people's mistakes, their problems, what all they have going on have spilled out on the people of God. They were damaged, so they poured out their damaged thoughts on you. They were damaged by the spills of life, so they poured out their damaged feelings upon you. But that's okay. God said, I got a remedy for that too. He knows how to restore you back to his original design and purpose for your life even better. Hallelujah. Let's look at Acts 2:17. And this is why the enemy, he tried to destroy people by other people's spills and problems and damages and stuff and try to put it on there because he wants to spill and pour all his evilness and all his pain and all this stuff upon people because God says he may have spilled that on you. They may have poured that on you. But this is why. Because in my last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters, they shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall see dreams. See, that's why the enemy, he wants to spill stuff on us. He wants to dump and pour out all this stuff on us. But God's protection plan, he already got us covered. When we come unto Jesus, he covers us in the blood. He keeps us protected. He keeps us protected. So when this day comes that he's pouring out his spirit upon us, whatever the enemy has poured out on you before, it has to be washed in the blood, because the blood of Jesus washes away every sin, every darkness, every bit of filthiness. Tell me, the blood still works. The blood still works, and he's pouring out his spirit. He's pouring out his spirit upon us today. Are you prophesying in this day? He said, I pour out my spirit. Are you seeing dreams today? Are you having visions today? It's because God has a protection plan. He has poured out on you. He's poured out on you his grace and mercy. He's poured out on you the favor of God. He's poured out on you the anointing of God. He's poured out on you the glory of God. He said, I come with a backup plan. This was my original plan, and you're going to be restored back to being poured out upon again. Will you see clearer than you ever seen before? Will you dream again? Will you dream in my dreams and not the dreams that the enemy has tormented you with through the midnight hour? You're going to dream the dream of God again. Hallelujah. I'm pouring out my spirit upon your mind. Every unconscious part of your mind that controls your dreams, you won't be tormented no more. I'm talking to whoever that is. You will not be tormented no more. Your dreams are being covered in the blood of Jesus. He's pouring out on your mind now. He's pouring out on your mind now. Hallelujah. He's pouring out God's protection plan. Joel 2:25. It says, I will restore. See, part of this protection plan that God has, it's restoration. I heard it was restoration season in this season. And God says, I'm restoring. That's part of my protection plan. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm and caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent. But God says, I'm going to restore. He's going to restore what the locusts have eaten. And when I begin to study that thing, you can put that picture up there. When I begin to study about locusts, locusts like to eat the fields of crops, we know. They like to eat up your provision. They like to eat up your harvest. But God says, I've got a protection plan for you. He is the restorer. He's restoring your fields today. Yeah, yeah, I declare your fields of provision are being protected by God. Your fields of provision are being protected by God. Your fields of harvest are being protected by God. The locusts will not overtake you in this season. No. The locusts will not overtake your fields in this season. No. No, 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 no. Your fields of opportunity are not getting eaten by the locusts in this season. No, no, no. Your doors that God meant to be open shall open. The locust is not going to take your field of opportunity. He's going to restore, yeah, all the fields that the locusts have tried to eat. He's going to restore in this season. What are you trusting God for today? What are you trusting him to protect today? What field are you trusting him to protect, to restore whatever the locusts have eaten? Is it your health, locust? Then you should be declaring, God, I thank you for protecting my medical field against from the locusts. Is it your job? God, I thank you that you're protecting and you're restoring my career field. God, I thank you for sustaining me. Hallelujah. He is a protector. He is a protector. The canker worm, you can see that on there. It likes to eat up the tender leaves of the tree. It's that one that's at the top. You got a whole bunch of canker worms wrapped around the tree. They like to eat up the tender leaves of the tree. So this is kind of remind me, like you started growing and maturing in the area, then the canker worm comes to stop you from developing. It comes to keep you from reaching your full potential. It tries to stop you from maturing to the place where you can fulfill your God assignment. If you haven't read, if you haven't heard the God assignment, you need to get it. So that's the canker worm's job. He wants to stop you in your track. He tries to stop people while they're young and tender, whether it's their natural age or their spiritual age. He wants to stop you like the tender leaves that the canker worm like to eat because they're young. But God says, I'm going to restore. I'm going to restore that too. Those years you missed, that season you missed that opportunity. Why? Because you was young and you was just immature, maybe just ignorant to some things. That mean you didn't know. I'm not offending nobody. You were ignorant to some things. So you did it out of your youth. But God said, I can restore. I got you covered. I got you covered. That's in my protection plan as well. The cankerworm got to restore. My grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to restore the years that you wasted because you were doing your own thing. I'm going to restore the years. Yes, yes, that the cankerworm have eaten. Mm-hmm. I'm going to restore. The caterpillar. As you can see, you have this caterpillar on there. He's eating. Eating the seed that's in the bell pepper. Mm-hmm. See, caterpillars, they like to eat seeds that are in trees and flowers and fruits and vegetables. They like to eat the seeds. So when Dr. Payne came and he preached about the seed, I won't go deep into it because he preached a good word. You need to get that one too. See, we get so much word in here that we can eat on and eat on and eat on and chew on and digest. And man, don't miss it. But the caterpillars, they like to eat the seeds. And your children are seeds. The word of God is a seed. Your money is a seed. And God's protection plan will protect your children and your children's children, he said. I'll protect your children and your children's children. Go to Genesis 17 and 7. This is because God made a promise to Abraham. He said, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. See, I'm Abraham's seed. Somebody say, I'm Abraham's seed. He's got me covered. He's going to bless me. I'm in that lineage. Genesis 22 and 18, it says, in your seed, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because he obeyed the voice of God. See, God got your seed covered. He got your seed covered. I remember, this is just a testimony. One time I was traveling from here back to Louisiana before I got married. And it was icy, it was snowy or whatever. My mom called on the phone. I was doing just fine driving, you know. And then I got a little further down and like it wasn't too much distance after I had spoken with her. But I guess after I got off the phone with her, she had called my sister, was like, I don't have a good feeling about this. We need to pray. We need to pray for April. Nonetheless, the weapon was formed. I didn't say it wasn't going to be formed, but it didn't prosper. In this, I end up having a car accident, flipped over in the SUV. I don't know to this day. I remember some people coming to my rescue that were behind me, and I was like 5 or 10 miles because we had snow trucks plowing. It was just that bad. So they just told him that she wasn't going fast at all. We were all behind her, you know. But to this day, when I went back to go get the car, get what was out of the car, because I can't go get the car, it was totaled out, I couldn't explain to you how in the world I got out of this truck. I was upside down. When I look at the car, the seatbelt was wrapped around the stern wheel and knotted in so many different ways. It's what held me in, but some kind of way, God supernaturally got me out. I say this to say, God got your seed covered. What if my mom didn't pray right then when she hung up the phone with me? What if? Maybe I wouldn't be here today. But God says, I got your seed covered in my protection plan. I got my seed and your seed covered in this plan. The weapon may be formed, but it will not prosper. God's protection plan, it covers your children and your children's children. That's why I like that song, The Blessing That They Sing. I love that song. The word seed, that's another seed. The caterpillar likes to eat the word seed. See, the enemy tries to snatch the word out of us. Why? Because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway. He don't want your pathway to be lit up. He wants to snatch the word so you can walk in darkness, so you can trip and fall. He don't want you the light of the truth to be shining upon you. He wants to come and snatch the word seed. He wants to snatch the word seed so you can continue to stay in sin. Why? Because the word of God says, thy word have I hid in my heart so I will not sin against you. He wants to uproot that seed out of your heart. He wants to snatch the word up out of your heart. He wants the caterpillar to come and eat up the seed so you won't have the seed of the word in your heart so you can stay in sin. But God says, not so. I already have a protection plan for your seed. Your money seed. That's another seed. I know people like to run from the money seed, but it's a seed. And we sow our seed. Why? Because that's the very thing. Malachi 3:11 say, he will rebuke the devourer for our sake. It's your seed. It's your money seed that rebukes the devourer for your sake. So that causes your vines to not fail. It causes them to bear fruit. Why? Because you're giving God your seed. He's going to protect your seed. He's going to protect your seed. Why? Because your seed is what builds the kingdom of God. It builds the vision of God. He's going to protect the seed. He's saying, you're the king's kid. You look, I own a cattle on 1,000 hills. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because I caused you to plant a seed, and I will produce a harvest. I got another testimony about trusting God with your seed. That he will rebuke the devourer, he will restore, he'll give you everything you need, because he said he gives seed to the sower. So when Dr. James Payne was here, man, I was in the nursery, so I didn't even hear what was going on. But in there, when I was in there, I had a desire in my heart to give, and I heard a calling to give too. But I know I didn't have what I was feeling and, you know, sensing in my spirit to give. But what I did have, it didn't even belong to me. It was my kids. It was my kids' money. They only had like $13, but I was holding it for them. So I was like, so they wanted a few things they wanted, they was going to get, you know. So I was like, I hold. They like going to Dollar Tree. Hey, that's how they go. Spend their little dollars on Dollar Tree. Anyway, I was holding their little dollars because they was going to do something, you know, with whatever they was going to do. And I'm like, well, God, I don't have no money of my own. It's just, you know, my kids' little money, whatever. So. But I heard the Holy Ghost of God. He speaks to you in the nursery, too, y'all. He's from here all the way. He'll reach you wherever you're at. If you're on the parking lot and you need to hear his voice, he'll reach you there, too. He'll reach you there, too. But the Spirit of God says, you're the manager of their money. Now manage well. Oh, so everything I thought about that they wanted, that they said they wanted with their own money, I said, oh, nope. We finna get up here. We're going to give this. And when I came out of the nursery, I sat in the back because I was preparing to give what I had. And I said, okay, I'll give God as you give me the rest. I'll give the rest because that's what you put on my heart to do. So I sat down and then somebody comes up to me and it was like, did you have something in attention in your heart, what you wanted to give? And I was like, yeah. And then they say, what was it? And I said, do you really want to know? I was like, do you really want to know? And they're like, yeah. And I said, $1,000. And in that moment, they said, well, you get up there. I got you covered. I'm going to give it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. See, just like that, your simple act of obedience with your seed, God will bless you beyond. He gives seed to the sower. Trust him with your seed. Trust him with what you do have in your hands. As soon as you make up in your heart to release what's in your hand, God bless you with more. So a week or so passed by. My husband comes to the door, and he's like, hey, I was in this store. I was looking. He was looking for some shoes for Elijah. And I'm hoping I'm telling this right. He said, so a man walks up to me and was like, are you looking to buy these for somebody or something like that? Am I saying it right? And he's like, yeah, my son. And the man said, I got you. See, God, in that moment when Al said that, God reminded me, you remember the investment you made from the kid's seed? Say, I got you. I got you covered. I'm in that protection plan. Yes, yes, yes. See, when he said, you're their manager, now, manage well. Oh, I got the moving. I don't care what you say, but God said, this is what we're doing. Yeah. Yeah. So he got your seed. And so he blessed it. And then he blessed Elijah again and blessed him again. And how many times have he blessed you? Like, he's got a McDonald's card come in. He got a haircut. He got I mean, God's been good. Obey the voice of God. He's got your seed covered. He's protecting your seed. He's protecting your seed. The other one was the palmer worm. If you could put that picture up there, they can see, because the palmer worm, it likes to eat fruit. And we're supposed to be bearing much fruit. The Bible says we're supposed to bear much fruit, but what happens when the palmer worm comes to eat up your fruit? Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. See, the enemy wants to eat up your fruit and cause the spirit of the palmer worm to come in and eat up your fruit. But God says, I got a protection plan against it. Look, my protection plan is like pesticide to the enemy's palmer worm spirit. Yeah, I got your seed covered. I got it covered. I got your fruit covered. You shall bear much fruit. God says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall bear much fruit. Because guess what? He says, without you, without him, you can do nothing. He's got your seed covered. Can you show the restoration? The restoration. See, when God comes, he gives you more than you had before. Your field that was eaten by locusts before, now his protection plan restores. You got a whole harvest field. You have a perpetual harvest there. You have more than the fruit that the enemy tried to steal before, had to taint and send worms and palmer worms and caterpillars through. But now you got a whole field of apples. You got baskets. You got more than enough to give to somebody else. Because why? Because God's protection plan, it restores. It don't just restore you back to where you were, but it gives you more than what you ever had before. It gives you more, and it extends to your children and your children's children. You're going to come out with baskets full in this season. You're going to come out with more than enough. You're going to come up the head and not the tail. You're going to come up going over. You're not going to go under in this season, because God is protecting you. He's protecting you. The word of God says he is Jehovah Nissi. That means he is our banner. See, when his banner goes up, it protects us. It protects us from the hand of the enemy. It covers us. It protects us on our left and on our right, in front and back, on the side of us. His banner over us covers us. It says we already win. We already got the victory. We're already protected in the name of Jesus. Because he's Elohim, God, our protector. He's our protector. And I'm coming to a close here. And you can stand to your feet. The main thing is, when we accept Jesus in our hearts, we begin to activate his protection plan. His protection, main protection plan, was to bring Jesus to this earth, to die for us, to shed his blood for us. He came to protect us. He came so we can be healed and repaired from every crack, every broken place, every damaged place, whatever been poured out on you in the past, it's already over. Why? Because when I step into Jesus, I step into his protection plan over my life. Yes. And we're just going to pray right now, because maybe that's somebody who haven't stepped into God's protection plan. Maybe you haven't accepted Jesus. Maybe you haven't received that covering of the blood that protects you from hurt, harm, and danger, that protects you from the grips of the enemy. So we're going to pray, and I want you to pray with me. If there's anybody in this room that you can say, well, maybe I haven't fully surrendered to God. Maybe I haven't fully experienced that protection because I'm not in him like I need to be. If that's you, the altar is open tonight. Thank you, Lord. So that means everybody that's in here, you're saying, if Jesus was to come right now, I'm covered. I'm in heaven. I'll lift up my eyes and I'll see him. I'm protected. All right. And for those that are online, if you haven't received Jesus, accepted Jesus into your heart, because that's the main protection he wants to give. He wants to give you protection from hell so you don't go there. Hallelujah. God, we pray for those who may be watching, Lord, who may not have received you into their heart right now. Father, you said in your word, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus died for us, that you rose from the dead for us, oh Jesus, if we accept you into our heart, God, that you will be faithful to save your people. So we pray for salvation. We pray for salvation right now. So if you're online and you're not saved, you haven't given your heart to God, you can pray this prayer. Lord, here I am. Here I am, a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. I'm in need of your protection plan. I'm in need of your covering. I know I can't walk through this life on my own without being covered, without being shielded. I can't do it on my own, God. So I'm giving my life to you. I'm giving my heart to you. Change me now. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me new. Make me new again. And I'll forever be yours. I'll forever be yours. I'll forever be yours. God, we thank you tonight. On there, we thank you for every person that's receiving salvation. And God, we thank you for that protection upon their life. We thank you for protecting them, Lord God, from the hand of the enemy. We thank you for protecting them, Lord God, from every locust, from every canker worm, from every palmer worm, from every caterpillar. Don't let another year go by, Lord God, that is wasted. But God, restore. 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 Father, we thank you for your people tonight, Lord. We thank you for your people tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you that restoration is our portion tonight. Thank you for your protection up over our lives, God. Thank you that you got our children covered and our children's children, Lord. Thank you that you got our apostle and our prophetess covered and protected under your wing, God. You got all your children covered and protected, Lord God. We're protected, God, in every way from abuse, from neglect, from everything that has happened in the past. It's all over. And all things are made new in your protection, Lord. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to God right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you for your covering, God. And if that's you tonight, and you just need extra covering in prayer, we open the altar up for you to come. If you just need extra covering, extra prayer covering. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Every place that you've had any loss, any theft, any place that the enemy has tried to take something from you that God has given, you can access that protection plan. Healing is part of that restoration. Restoration of those times. If you've got some area that you say, you know what, there were some years, there were some seasons that the enemy took from me, stole from me, and I want the Lord, I want to access that plan to get those harvests back. I want to get my health back. I want to get those harvests back. I want to harvest my children back home. I want to know that God's plan is working. If that's you, would you step out of your seat and come forward and say, I want to access God's protection plan. There's some areas that I need restoration. Hallelujah. Yes, they're coming. They're coming. Just come forward and lift your hands up and get ready to receive it. Get ready to receive it. Hallelujah. Minister April's going to pray for the women. I'm going to pray for the men. Hallelujah. I want you to get ready to receive from God. Those places that were robbed, those fields that were robbed from you, those areas that were stolen from you. Hallelujah. There's going to be no lack, no loss. There's going to be abundance. There's going to be increase in the name of Jesus. Accessing your restoration plan. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. More than enough. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Receive it, receive it, receive it. You see the servant of the Lord. Oh, Father, those places that were stolen from him, those things, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that they are restored in the name of Jesus. A mighty abundance restored in the name of Jesus. That which was stolen, that which was taken, Lord, it'll be as if it never happened. The harvest fields, for every soul that he has witnessed to, for everyone he's testified to. Now, Lord, cause a recompense of reward. Recompense of reward. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we're accessing your protection plan, your restoration plan. Hallelujah. As Brother Troy comes forward for you. Oh, Lord, you know those areas. And Lord, now, as we access the plan, the warranty kicks in. The abundance kicks in. Because when the Lord gives back, he gives back more than what we had before. Better than what we had before. Stronger than what we were before. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that that man plan right now is ministered by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Accessing that plan right now. We're accessing it. The plan of God, the protection plan of God. There is nothing anymore stolen. It all comes back restored. 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 Abundance. Things of disappointment. Well, now the field is going to be filled. Restoration, the renewal, the rejuvenation, the abundance, more than enough love, more than enough joy, more than enough life that comes now.
If I keep my eyes on you,
what the enemy tried to steal, tried to take, he come up us, we access God's protection plan, and now more than enough comes, a season of abundance and overflow.
If I keep my eyes on you, I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. Healed. Thank you, Lord. Healed. Thank you, Jesus. For now and evermore, I'm healed. Thank you,
enough. God's restoration. Hallelujah's recovery plan, protection plan. More than enough.
Now and evermore you can be
healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healed.
Thank you, Lord. Healed. Thank you.
wrestling.
For now and evermore, I stand here. Thank you, Jesus.
Is going to overflow out of me to someone else who needs love. Joy is going to overflow out of me to someone who needs joy. Peace is going to overflow out of me to someone who needs peace. Somebody agree right now, because of the protection plan, say, I'm an overcomer and I'm an overflower. My harvest fields are going to overflow. Hallelujah. What the enemy thought that he would destroy forever, God's going to bring it back in such a way that it's going to be a testimony of the goodness of God. It's going to be a testimony of the greatness of God. It's going to be a testimony to the glory of God. It's going to be a testimony, hallelujah, of God's generosity, hallelujah, for his children. And it's going to cause your enemy to know everything they tried was futile. Hallelujah. Because the Lord reversed every curse. Woo. Now that you that are flowing, reach up for someone else that you know needs Jesus. Reach up and stand in the gap for somebody that needs a touch in their life. Somebody, whether it be a family member, whether it be someone that you are an associate or a fellow worker, or someone that you know, a neighbor. Say, Lord, I'm standing in the gap for them. I'm standing in the gap for them. Rescue them, rescue them, rescue them. Rescue them, save them. Stop the enemy's attack in their life. Stop it now in the name of Jesus. They will not be destroyed.
They need you, Lord. They need you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
They need you, Lord. They need you, Lord.
For now and evermore. For now and evermore. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want you to shout as if they already had come to the altar. Shout prophetically, they already come to the altar. Shout, they've already come back to Jesus. Shout unto God, rejoice that they've already come back. Rejoice that they've already come back. Rejoice that they've already come back in the name of Jesus. How would you shout when the one you've been praying for makes their way back to Jesus and everything the enemy tried to destroy them had been loosed off of them? Hallelujah, glory!
I've been delivered.
Delivered by the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shout, yeah. I've been delivered. Oh, the hold the devil had on me.